This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Oncaspa. Active ingredient, S. pegaspargase powder for solution for injection or infusion. This leaflet provides important information about using Oncaspa. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Oncaspa. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Oncaspa? Oncaspa contains pegaspargase, which is a form of an enzyme called asparaginase. This enzyme breaks down asparagine, an important building block in making proteins, without which cells cannot survive. Normal cells can make asparagine for themselves, while some cancer cells cannot. Oncaspa lowers asparagine levels in blood cancer cells and stops the cancer growing. Pegaspargase may sometimes be called pegylated, or pegaspargase. Oncaspa is used to treat leukemia. It belongs to a group of medicines called dentineoplastic, or cytotoxic medicines. You may also hear of these being called chemotherapy medicines. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. What should I know before I use Oncaspa? Warnings. Do not use Oncaspa if you are allergic to pegaspargase or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Have severe hepatic liver disease? Have ever had pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas? Have ever had blood clots following asparaginase therapy? Have ever had severe bleeding following asparaginase therapy? You should tell your doctor. If you have had serious allergic reactions to other forms of asparaginase, for example itching, flushing or swelling of the airways, because major allergic reactions to Oncaspa can occur. If you suffer from a bleeding disorder or have had serious blood clots. If you get a fever. This medicine may make you more susceptible to infections. If you have had poor liver function, or are taking other medicines which may harm the liver. If Oncaspa is used in combination with other cancer treatments, liver damage, severe, life-threatening, and potentially fatal cases of hepatic veno-occlusive disease, VOD can occur. If Oncaspa is used in combination therapy, this may result in injury to central nervous system. If you have or have had liver, lung, or heart disease. If you suffer abdominal pain, inflammation of the pancreas can occur with Oncaspa, that in some cases can cause death if left untreated. This medicine can lead to fluctuations in clotting factors, and may increase the risk of bleeding, and, or clotting. A side effect called osteonecrosis, bone damage has been reported in children and adolescents receiving Oncaspa, higher incidence seen in girls, when taken at the same time as glucocorticoids, e.g. dexamethasone. Glucocorticoids are medicines used to treat many different conditions including severe allergies, asthma, skin problems, and inflammatory diseases. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell your doctor before you are given Oncaspa. If you are the parent of a child being treated with Oncaspa, tell the doctor if any of the above conditions apply to your child. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. It is important to tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant, or if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Pregnancy. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Like most cytotoxic medicines, Oncaspa is not recommended for use during pregnancy. If there is any need to consider this medicine during your pregnancy, your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks of using it. Men must also use effective contraception while they or their partners are being treated with Oncaspa. Breastfeeding. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. The active ingredient in Oncaspa may pass into breast milk and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Oncaspa may interfere with each other. In particular, it is especially important to tell your doctor if you are using any of the following medicines. immunization with live vaccines within 3 months of completing your leukemia treatment. This will increase the risk of severe infections. Other medicines used to treat leukemia or cancer. Medicines which reduce blood clotting such as anticoagulants, e.g. warfarin and heparin, dipyridamole, aspirin and other anti-inflammatory medicines. If used at the same time as Oncaspar, there is a high risk of bleeding disorders. Medicines which require cell division for their effect, for example, methotrexate, a medicine used for cancer as well as arthritis treatment, may have a decrease in its effect. Prednisone, a steroid medicine. If used at the same time as Oncaspar, the effects on the clotting ability of your blood are increased. Glucocorticoids when used at the same time as Oncaspar may increase the risk of steroid-induced osteonecrosis, bone damage in children and adolescents, with a higher incidence seen in girls. Therefore, if you experience any new bone pain, i.e. pain in hip, knee, or back, inform your doctor as soon as possible. Oncaspar can also cause changes in liver function which can affect how other medicines work. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Oncaspar. How do I use Oncaspar? You should be treated with Oncaspar by a doctor who is trained in treating patients with leukemia. Treatment will normally take place in a hospital because of the need for hospital facilities and skilled personnel. How much is given? Oncaspar must only be given by healthcare professionals trained in administering anti-cancer medicines. Your doctor will decide upon the doses you will receive and how often. This depends on your age, body weight and height. Oncaspar may be given in combination with other drugs. How Oncaspar is given? Oncaspar is given by injection into a muscle, intramuscular, or if not suitable, into a vein, intravenous. Before administration, you might receive a combination of medicines, which may include paracetamol and an antihistamine to help reduce your chances of getting allergic reactions. Your doctor will decide whether such pre-medication is necessary. Ask your doctor if you want more information about the dose of Oncaspar and the other medicines you will be receiving, and how they are given, while you are being treated with Oncaspar. If you use too much Oncaspar, as Oncaspar is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will receive too much. However, if you experience severe side effects after being given this medicine, tell your doctor or nurse immediately. You may need urgent medical attention. What should I know while using Oncaspar? Things you should do. Keep all appointments with your doctor and always discuss with your doctor any problems during or after treatment with Oncaspar. Do not start taking any other medicines, prescription, or over-the-counter, without first telling your doctor. Driving or using machines. Do not drive or use machines when using this medicine, because it may make you feel drowsy, tired, or confused. Looking after your medicine. It is unlikely that you will be asked to store Oncaspar yourself. It will usually be stored in the pharmacy or on the hospital or clinic ward. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Gastrointestinal. Inflammation, or other disorders of the pancreas. Pancreatitis causing severe stomach pain which may spread to your back. Vomiting. Kidney and liver related. Loss of kidney function, e.g. change in urine output, swelling of feet and ankles. Problems with your liver, e.g. change in color of your skin or urine, or stool. Respiratory and heart. Chest pain, or shortness of breath, which may be a symptom of blood clots in the lungs, called pulmonary embolism. Fast heartbeat, fast heart rate, breathing difficulty, and weakness. Blood and investigations. Increase in blood sugar levels, hyperglycemia. Drop in blood pressure. Decreased number of white blood cells. Musculoskeletal. Bone damage, osteonecrosis. Leg pain, which could be a symptom of thrombosis. Nervous system. Headaches, high blood pressure and visual disturbances, which are symptoms of a condition called encephalopathy. Serious allergic reactions that may cause loss of consciousness and could be life-threatening anaphylactic shock. Violent shaking, seizures and loss of consciousness. Skin. Rash, itching, swelling, hives. Severe skin reaction called toxic epidermal necrolysis. General. Very high fever. What to do? call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Gastrointestinal. Loss of appetite, feeling sick, being sick, stomach cramps, diarrhea, general weakness, or weight loss. Buildup of fluid in the stomach, ascites. Cysts in your pancreas. Kidney and liver related. Laboratory results of elevated liver enzymes, or bilirubin. Liver failure, jaundice, blocked bile flow from the liver, cholestasis, destruction of liver cells, liver cell necrosis. Respiratory and heart. Palpitations. Blood and investigations. Blood clots. Fever with low counts of white blood cells. Severe bleeding, or bruising. Decreased number of red blood cells. Decreased number of platelets. High levels of fat and cholesterol in your blood. Low potassium in your blood. Reduced thyroid function, which may cause tiredness, weight gain and feeling cold. High levels of urea in your blood. Antibodies against OnCaspar. High levels of ammonia in your blood. Decreased blood sugar levels. Anemia. Increased level of calcium in your blood, hypercalcemia. Abnormally low level of sodium in your blood, hyponatremia. Musculoskeletal, back, joint, or abdominal pain. Bone damage, osteonecrosis. Pain or swelling at the injection site. Mouth. Mouth sores. Swollen salivary glands, peritonitis. Nervous system. Changes in EEG, a trace of the electrical activity of your brain. Mild twitching of the fingers. Sleepiness, confusion. Damage to, or disease affecting nerves, peripheral neuropathy, which may impair sensation, movement, gland, or organ function. Encephalopathy, characterized by headache, confusion, seizures and visual loss which resolves after some time. Stroke. General. Severe infection with very high fever. Fever and flu-like symptoms. Dehydration. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Your doctor has information on monitoring for such side effects and their treatment. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. Each vial contains 750 units pegaspargase per 1 milliliter, 3750 units in 5 milliliters. What OnCaspar contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Pegaspargase powder for solution for injection or infusion. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium dihydrogen phosphate monohydrate. Disodium phosphate heptahydrate. Sodium chloride. Sucrose. Sodium hydroxide, for pH adjustment. Hydrochloric acid, for pH adjustment. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What OnCaspar looks like. OnCaspar is a white to off-white powder. After reconstitution, the solution is clear, colorless and free from visible foreign particles. Each pack contains one glass vial with 3750 U pegaspargase. Ostar 303807. Who distributes OnCaspar? Servier Laboratories Australia, Pty Ltd. www.servier.com.au. Level 4, Building 9, 588 A Swan Street, Burnley, 3121, Victoria. Phone 1-800-153-590. This leaflet was prepared in May 2024.